turns out many Americans don't know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid.
So to explain, Medicare is health insurance to care for your elderly loved one's medical needs. And this includes things like skilled nursing care and therapies in a rehabilitation center. Medicaid, on the other hand, is public aid that pays for long-term custodial care for folks who are eligible.
Of course, Medicare and Medicaid also cover the young and disabled, but that sound was part of a webinar on elder care for the new company Torchlight, which has been hired by major businesses like TripAdvisor and EMC to help their employees navigate the bewildering landscape of caregiving. AARP says there are now more than 43 million unpaid caregivers in the U.S., most adult children taking care of aging parents. What if they could get help at work? Adam Goldberg is CEO and founder of the relatively new Torchlight, but his family has been in the consulting business for decades, first advising parents of disabled children, then Torchlight, as we said, contracted by businesses. Now the new Torchlight Elder, they're calling it the first online platform for modern caregivers balancing work and elder care. And Adam Goldberg, this has been a personal journey for you.
That's right. And it's evolved. And that's been a rewarding part of the journey for me because I have experienced as a caregiver myself, starting at a particularly young age, and now kind of in my modern life, you know, similarly on the other end of the age continuum, if you will.
Well, let's flesh that out. As a very young person, you were sort of the helper, the caregiver for an aunt who had health problems.
That's right. Yeah. And it's almost an unimaginable story. She was a young student trying to make her way, going through, you know, a lot of bullying and things like that. She had an autism spectrum disorder, was not really diagnosed or identified as such at the time because they just didn't know about things like Asperger's syndrome. She was just called, quote, retarded and, you know, relegated to the basement for the retarded kids. Mm. And so this was my dad's sister. And, you know, they lived in a rough part of town, didn't have a lot of money. The whole family took a lot of flack for it. She herself took, considerable amount of abuse, both physical, sexual, emotional. She was beaten on the streets of Boston with a lead pipe, which led to further trauma, you know, traumatic brain injury. And, it's almost... as I said, almost unimaginable.
Right. And here you are, a young person observing this, helping when you can, and then you, when you got older, shepherding your aunt, maybe driving her. So you you were a caregiver as a young person, and it sounds, you know, got real insight into the lives of the disabled. Then as you got older, cared for your elderly dad.
That's right. You know, when I had gone into the family special education consulting practice with my mom way back, we started talking about how many similarities there were between, caring for a child who was struggling and caring for, you know, an aging parent or in-law. And there were so many parallels structurally, emotionally, and it all came down to being a caregiver at the epicenter of this perfect storm where you're trying to make a living, raise a family, and do all this other stuff. You know, some of which you never raised your hand for.
Right. So this brings us to your company Torchlight in 2012, which was to provide online resources to parents of children with special needs. It starts there, growing out of your family consulting business from what you learned the hard way. And then the new offshoot for children, you know, it's kind of the opposite, children taking care of their elderly parents. So how does it work?
I liken it to a choose your own adventure book where it says, you know, go to page 110 for the mountains, 134 for the beach. It's that kind of digital construct that helps you, based on your needs and what inputs you provide, create a personalized plan and go down various pathways so that you're cutting through a lot of the red tape, making it easier, more efficient, and less costly to a number of kind of constituent interest groups in the equation.
This is the online portal for the service that when companies hire you as an outside vendor, they offer it for free to their employees. So you get on that online portal and you start designing what the problems are. And when you talk about how this is bewildering, it's unbelievable. I've shared before that I had an aging parent in New York under New York Medicaid rules. She could stay in the home because we owned it. We bought it for her. Mm-hmm. She could have full-time, round-the-clock care. and I would drive back and forth. But then when that got too hard and, you know, she was really failing, I wanted to bring her to this state, Massachusetts, just a couple states away. And in Massachusetts, you only get 2 hours of mm-hmm. home health aid care. You're smiling. And I would have had to lose my job in order to care for her, in which case I wouldn't have had the home. I mean, it's mind-boggling to navigate this.
Very, very complicated, and people liken it to a maze. And the other thing that we hear most frequently is, I didn't know what I didn't know, or mm-hmm. I don't know what I don't know when I'm getting started, you know, down this journey. Because often the case is you don't know that you're starting or have already started on that journey, and there are many steps that you probably could have or should have taken to get to that point.
Give me an example.
So getting paperwork in order. As organized as I am, I'm supposed to be this caregiving thought leader. And here we are, my dad is failing, and we're all sitting around his bed, and he's losing his cognition. We can't get straight answers out of him, and we were wishing to God that we had asked the right questions beforehand.
Like,
I'm just
what are the
hitting
questions?
Myself. Things like, what do you want to see happen with your business? What do you want your burial to be, like some fairly basic things.
Some people were telling me the other day, we were talking about elderly parents, and mine was 15 years ago, and I was talking to someone who said, now there are questions like, what are your passwords?
Right.
Things like that that you haven't thought of. So you've got this online portal where, you know, most frequently asked questions, you can pick and choose what is most appropriate for mm-hmm. the person you're caregiving for. And also, maintain an online binder of documents. Mine was like a boot box, not even a shoe box, but a boot box that I carry
right.
with me everywhere. But you can do this online.
Yeah, and that's funny that you describe that, because that is often the case at both ends of the age continuum as well. So children with special needs, or, you know, caregivers of those who are aging, you have files and piles, and sometimes they take over dining room tables or, you know, portions of rooms. But now what you can do in this application is upload, store, sort, tag, share any type of documentation, and do it from, you know, the convenience of your mobile phone or your tablet or your desktop.
It also offers the possibility of talking to a human being if you get stuck. So meantime, tell me one thing that you and your clients have learned the hard way.
Yeah, so I will tell you the single biggest thing in my mind, and what we're seeing from the data, is the earlier you intervene and put supports in place, the much better the outcomes are going to be. We're telling folks, look, if you're even approaching age 50, start thinking about this planning, financials, legal, documentation. We want folks to know that, look, the driving mechanism should be a fear of a monumentally more challenging scenario and environment down the road if something happens and you're not prepared. I wish I had taken my own advice back then.
Yeah. That's Adam Goldberg. He's CEO and founder of Torchlight, a company that's hired by businesses as a benefit to their employees to deal with both taking care of disabled children and elderly parents. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.